We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take our Bible tonight and go over the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Good to see everybody here with us tonight. I tell you, it is a joy to be here. I do have one request that I do need to make while I'm thinking about it. Got on my mind. I do want you to pray for Sister Sherry West. I do want you to remember her. That's Brother Marvin's wife. Matter of fact, Brother Marvin was preaching this morning. He had a homecoming to go preach this morning, but Sister Sherry's been sick. She's Wednesday night. We'd made requests for her, said that that they thought she had bronchitis, and then they tested her for COVID-19 too. And when I say two, that means also, but that also means they tested her twice. And one come back positive and one come back negative. So you just pray for her tonight, amen? And so you pray for Sister Sherry tonight. She's just not feeling real good, so you make sure to pray for her. Let's stand to our feet tonight while we read the Word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and look in verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 15, the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some." Let me park right here. And say, Paul didn't care to call names, did he? Amen. Paul didn't care to call names of somebody that was teaching false doctrine. And would to God that would happen more today to warn folk of those that are teaching and preaching false doctrine today. Verse 19, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his." Amen. Thank God for that. "And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive of him by him at his will." You can be seated tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we certainly need a touch now and need your help and need your strength tonight. I pray you'd guard our mind and our thoughts, save somebody that might be lost. I pray we might learn from the Word of God and that you'd be honored in all this. And we love you and we thank you. All this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to preach tonight having a thought. We're going to deal in that primarily with verse 21. Where he talks about over here being meat for the master's use. And I want to preach tonight on the usefulness of the believer. Now, have you ever heard that old saying that that's about as useful as a shirt on a pocket? I mean, a pocket on a shirt. You ever heard that old saying that you got a pocket on a shirt, it's handy, ain't it? Amen. Or that's just as good as sliced bread. I'd rather have sliced bread as to have bread that I got to slice. Amen. But have you ever had something that was just handy to have? Maybe a tool, a cooking utensil, piece of furniture that you like to set in. It was just useful in that to have. Can I say tonight that as God's people and as believers, we should be useful in that to the cause of Christ.
and not unuseful to him. Now quickly in the scripture that I read right here, starting in verse 15, we find that we are to study and rightly divide the Word of God. Listen, you need to study your Bible. I need to study my Bible. Every one of us tonight ought to be in that a theologian in that of the Word of God. You ought to at least take some time to study your Bible. That'll clear up some issues that you have in your life. That'll clear up some questions that you might have if you will read and study your Bible. As a matter of fact, he said to shun the wrong doctrine in verse 16. He said, shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more what? Ungodliness. You know what? Vain babbling, just rattling off at the mouth and talking about things. As a matter of fact, he comes down here and talks about Hymenaeus and Philetus. Listen, who talk about how that the resurrection has already passed. He said they have erred concerning the truth and overthrow the faith of some. I would call that wrong doctrine, false doctrine, unsound doctrine. Hey, I'm glad that the resurrection ain't passed yet. It's still to come. Thank God for that. Say amen, church, to that. Amen. Hey, I'm looking to go out in the rapture tonight and in the resurrection, but if I don't and I go by the way of death, that'll be fine too. Amen. But we're to study, and the only way that you'll know how to shun wrong doctrine is to have studied the Word of God. If you will study and that the truth of God's Word, you will know what's wrong tonight. Y'all know where I'm headed with this. Sister Pat Pegram, who worked at the bank for years, I heard her say more than once, you know how they taught us to know counterfeit money? They would bring us the real dollar bill and we would study that, and that's how we knew when there was a counterfeit come through. You study the real thing and you'll know when a counterfeit comes through. Listen, but then he talks about the seal of God down here in verse 19. Listen, the seal of God, the foundation of God is sure and it is sealed. And he said, the Lord knoweth those, them that are his. Ain't you glad the Lord knows you tonight if you're saved? Amen. Listen tonight, when you stand before him, listen, over at the judgment seat, he'll know you. When you leave out of here and you're in his presence at the time of death, he will know you. But if you're lost tonight, listen, and you stand before him, he will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. He will not say that I used to know you and forgot you. He will say, I never knew you. What a shame, and that for somebody to die lost and stand before an almighty and an all righteous God, for him to say that. But I'm glad tonight, friend, that he knows me, and I know him. I'm glad tonight the Bible tells us in John chapter 10 over there, he says, my sheep know my voice. He tells us there, and I know them. Thank God he knows his sheep tonight, and in the seal of God standing sure, he tells us to depart and that from iniquity. Then he deals in that with the vessels. He deals and that with separation in verse 22 and verse 23. He says, flee youthful lust. He says, foolish and unlearned questions avoid. So there should be some separation. In verses 24 and 25, we see the servant's actions that we should have, that we're not to strive, but be gentle and patient and apt to teach, and meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. And in verse 26, we see Satan's snare, and that for those that are lost tonight. Let me say that if you're lost tonight, that friend, you're taken captive in the snare of Satan, and he owns you, and you belong to him. John 8 and 44, Jesus told them men over there, he said, you have your father the devil, and the lust of your fathers you'll do. And lust of your father you'll do. Listen, you may think you're good tonight, but you're not good enough to merit Christ Jesus the Lord. Only in his righteousness are we good. Amen. And he's the only good thing about us. Thank God for that. Feel like preaching tonight. Amen. But I want to look here in verse 20 and 21. He talks about a great house with vessels of gold and of silver. He talks about those of wood and earth and some of honor and dishonor. And so he talks about the vessel, and we understand tonight that a vessel is something that carries something else. This cup tonight is a vessel. It's got water on the inside of it. And so it's carrying the water. Thank God for water tonight. Amen. Listen tonight. It's a vessel. For us, in being a vessel for Christ, because he comes down in verse 21, and then he says, if a man, so we've changed gears, have we not? If a man therefore purge himself from these, what are we talking about? Purge himself from what? I believe he is actually making reference in that to verse 19 where he talks about the iniquity. Everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We're to purge ourselves from sin and iniquity. We're to purge ourselves from profane and vain babblings and all these things. He said, if we would purge ourselves from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Now he's talking about somebody. We went from a literal vessel, talking about a vessel in verse 20, to talking about a man in verse 21. Can I say tonight that we are a vessel in serving Christ? The vessel does not tell the master what he wants done. That cup did not tell my wife when she got that water, I don't want to get water tonight. Did it talk to you? Never did, no. Didn't talk to her. I thought if it talked to her, that'd be a trick, wouldn't it? We're going on the road with a talking cup, kind of like Michigan J. Frog, you know. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you ain't got a clue tonight. Go watch a little Bugs Bunny. It'll be good. But that vessel, that cup, didn't tell my wife, I don't want me a cup of water tonight. Now, if that cup was dirty, I sure wouldn't have wanted my wife to put water in it. Because I don't want to drink no dirty water. I don't want to use a vessel that's got dirt in it. My grandmother used to say when we'd be working down in the garden, you'd go over there to get a little drink out of the cooler or out of the water jug, she said, now them little black specks won't hurt you. I'm still not convinced of that. Amen. Them little black specks might hurt you. I don't know. But as I look at this, I don't see a bit of dirt, and so I'm happy to drink out of it. But you know, when we look at this scripture right here and we deal with a vessel, he talks about first in verse 21, would we agree tonight that we're the vessel that the Lord wants to use on this earth? Would you agree tonight that we're to be useful and that for the Lord Jesus Christ? I think tonight that we can all agree to that and understand that. And so he comes to verse 21, and if he says, a man therefore purge himself from these. So number one, in the usefulness of the believer, for us to be used, there needs to be a purging. That don't mean that there is wickedness and horrible sin inside of you. I hope there's not tonight. I really pray. I mean, there are some people tonight that are saved, but yet they are very worldly and they have a lot of sin that is in their life tonight. And to purge means to clean or to purify by separating and carrying off what is impure. If you're going to purge something, you not only take it out, but you get rid of it. You know why you don't let something sit around that you don't need to fool with? Because if you let it sit around and hang around day in and day out, you might fool with it, right? It might get you in trouble. You might go back to doing something that you shouldn't do.
Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.